Now that technology stocks have crashed, the question becomes, what happens next? Commentator Ev Ehrlich brought a friend with a unique perspective into the studio.
I have with me here this morning a genuine Pets.com talking hand puppet. Remember that sassy little dog that appeared in their TV advertising? Well, when the company folded, having no stadium naming rights, its only remaining asset was 50,000 of these guys in storage. I was lucky to get one. So, puppet, how does it feel to be part of a closed chapter of economic history?
Look, I'm a professional happy puppet thing.
And an out-of-work one, too, puppet. Well, it just goes to show you, what goes up must come down. Like the South Sea Company of London in the 1720s or the Japanese stock market in the 1980s, the technology stock bubble has run its course. Well, there are some ups and downs left. After all, when you let a balloon go, it flies around wildly for a bit before it hits the floor, right? But the days of easy stock market money are behind us. So where do we go from here? The answer lies in understanding how small the internet giants have become. At the end of 1999, for example, Yahoo had a market capitalization of almost $100 billion, meaning it would cost that much to buy the company outright. Even in today's world of giant mergers, that's a big number. But now, with its stock having slid by over 90%, Yahoo is worth about $9 billion, which is a walk in the park for any real company that wants it. And if you were a Yahoo shareholder and a real company, say General Electric, suddenly offered you more money for your shares, what would you think?
I like your shorts. You're a good-looking fella.
Focus, puppet. The question is about to become, who wants what? Amazon, also at 10% of its peak, is now worth $4 billion. That's cheap. Walmart, which has cut back investments in its Sam's Club website, is already sniffing around Amazon, and it might decide that buying upscale online presence is better than building it. Even eBay, which, unlike most internet companies, makes real money, is now worth a sixth of what it was worth at peak. eBay would fit nicely with Citigroup or American Express, both of which know how to process transactions and would value another avenue to folks who buy and sell things. And don't forget Microsoft, which has an old product with a dicey future, but a big pile of money. It could buy anything. Steve Case of AOL saw this coming, and he bought Time Warner when its stock was at its peak. He's weathered this storm well. The other companies didn't see the wisdom of becoming predators, and soon they'll be the prey. Or as my puppet friend would say,
hang on, Dino! We're coming home!
The comments of the Pets.com sock puppet and Ev Ehrlich, a former Undersecretary of Commerce. He's the author of Grant Speaks.